This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To Roger and his lawyer, he's going to come back on. They were literally thrown out of the courthouse the first time the phone cut out. The next time they grabbed the phone away and hung it up and threw him out because they were so scared of the thousands showing up. So that's them again. Hello? Hey, let me do this. I'll call you right back. Anyways, Roger Stone's coming right back on, probably in 15, 20 minutes. I've got his lawyer also ready to come on. And again, if I'm a little hyped up here with the crew, I'm just ready to win here. I'm ready to expose this. I'm going to tell you, when I'm on, I'm on. I said, Roger, you're going to go out there and they're going to drown you out and they're going to. And I said, all you can say is, oh, now you're against free press. You won't let me have my speech. I told him. And then it happened. I know the enemy. So, we're going to be looking at all the angles of that today, and we do have his exclusive, where he got to speak. Imagine someone charged with this anti-free speech, anti-journalism garbage, no Russia collusion. He actually got to speak. So, coming up at the start of the next segment, I am going to play what Roger said last hour, so that everybody gets to see it and hear it again, and then we're going to take the interview as soon as we can and post it to Infowars.com. It's being uploaded right now. But, there's your headlines, ladies and gentlemen. Roger Stone completely shut down, not allowed to have any free speech. Roger Stone drowned out by lock him up chants while giving press conference. I told him it was going to happen. This was his chance to respond. And now he needs to come on air and talk about how this has happened and how he's had his speech taken, because that's what this whole thing is. These people can't beat us politically. So they want to silence us, then frame us, then put us in jail. Silence us, frame us, 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 put us in jail. And then he tries to go out and give a press conference, and the press itself, they were involved, because they're not the press. They're a bunch of Jim Acostas. They shout him down, his big opportunity in front of every damn news entity going out globally, because that was hundreds of millions of dollars of publicity. That was him getting to say he could do something. Roger Stone's back on? Live? Okay, let's bring Roger back up. Roger, did I not predict they drowned you out, my friend?
Well, they tried.
Well, you did a great job. I'm not criticizing you, but world exclusive now this time. What was it? I mean, a lot of it got out. You look great. You sounded great. But, brother, they don't want you to have your speech. So this is your chance. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, the best thing about it, Alex, was that they were furious that we were talking on InfoWars and made them cool their heels. CNN, MSNBC, Fox, all bombarding my lawyers with text messages and phone calls, going crazy because we were live and exclusive on InfoWars. So I'm very grateful for that. Just to recap, at the, literally rise of the sun this morning, I had gotten up from bed to the pounding on the door. I looked down on the street, and there were 17 vehicles, all with their lights on. I went to the front door, which has glass in it. There were two FBI agents pointing semi-automatic weapons at me, shouting at the top of their lungs, "Open the door, open the door." I opened the door. They said, "Are you Roger Stone?" They said, "Yes." They said, "You're under arrest. Please step out of the house." I stepped out. The door, they put handcuffs on me, and they took me out in the front yard. They asked me if there were any weapons in the house. There are not. They asked me about my dogs. I said, "They're harmless." They asked me who else was in the house. I said, "My wife." They said, "Who else?" I said, "My wife." They said, "But there's someone else." I said, "There is no one else." And there wasn't.
Hold on. Stay right there. Don't hang up. World exclusive. Yeah. Roger Stone not allowed with 1,000-plus media to have his speech ground out by members of the press till he'll have his speech straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've got it. The
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Alan Dershowitz says Trump is the target. Yeah. Mueller, Comey, Rosenstein all lied to Congress and said Trump was the target. They lied. He was the target. They did wear wires. Trump's a patriot. They're the ones in the Russian payroll. Roger Stone was on with us for 25 minutes at the start of the show. He told me earlier they came in, grabbed the phone away. The courthouse said there's thousands out there. It's too dangerous. They're too angry. Get out there. Repeat all that. So Roger Stone goes out. He did a great job, but they drowned him out mainly. They had to end the press conference. Media just shouting questions incoherently. You all saw the footage. So now Roger Stone, thanks to InfoWars still existing, we're supposed to already be gone. I can't tell you the stuff they've done behind the scenes and publicly, but they have fought like the devil to try to take us down. But thanks to you, listeners, and thanks to your prayers and your support, we are still here, and Roger is still here. When he'll tell you, the only place that supported him was InfoWars. Even though it put an albatross around my neck, hey, I already put that thing on before I ever met Roger. So, Roger, you've got the floor right now to lay out exactly what happened and then have your statement and then what happened with that howling crowd of so-called press trying to silence you.
All right. Well, so to pick up the narrative, the FBI told me they had a warrant to search my home, to seize all my computers, my cell phone, my iPad, so on. They also had warrants to seize the InfoWars studio, which is in Oakland Park, and to inspect my apartment in New York. They showed up at both of those locations. They did ask for the key for the InfoWars studio, so they didn't have to break the door down, which I gave them. There's nothing there to find. The irony of this, of course, is that they're searching for records they already have, since we know they have been monitoring my email, text messages, and phone calls for over 2 years, 2.5 years. Then they took me, still handcuffed, to the FBI processing center. The individual FBI agents were very courteous, very respectful, got me some water, got me a protein bar, let me use the bathroom. And then I was fingerprinted. They took mug shots. And then they transferred me from there to the federal courthouse in Fort Lauderdale, about a 40-minute drive. There we went into the garage because the media maelstrom was beginning. There were probably 300 reporters there when I arrived. That crowd just grew. There was also a throng of supporters and a throng of protesters. And then I was put into a holding cell. Pardon me. That's not true. I was then shackled, hand and foot, heavy metal shackles, and was taken to a holding cell with a group of other gentlemen, all of whom were African-American, and all of whom were there for some drug-related charges. Every one of them, by the way, supported the president's new policy regarding sentencing guidelines. And then after waiting there for a while, They let me see my attorneys. My attorneys told me that the government had agreed to bond of $250,000. But then that I would be brought before a judge. I went before the judge, still shackled, room full of press, but no cameras. It was very brief. The government and my lawyers both agreed to allow me a bond. Right now, my travel restrictions are Washington, D.C., New York City, and South Florida. If I want to come to Austin, which I do, I have to get permission, but my attorneys think that is doable. So I am restricted in where I can go. I am ordered to take substance abuse testing, which they tell me is standard. That's about it. At this moment, there is no press gag on me, but I will be brought before a magistrate. The thing here is why are they treating me like the OG? They're treating me like Pablo Escobar, when all they had to do was ask my attorney, and I would have surrendered voluntarily. I would have come properly dressed. Instead, you know, I didn't shave. I didn't even get a chance to put a brush through my hair or brush my teeth.
Well, Roger, I got to say, you look great in the T-shirt. Now, let's stop right there, because they don't want you to be able to speak. And I know what you were planning to say at the press conference after you talked about your innocence and the war on the press and how this is a war on the president, which you've accurately predicted. Dershowitz agrees with you. So let's move on to what comes next now, because they don't want you to have speech. They've had the press shouting you down, not just hecklers, over 1,000 people, more showing up. So for people that don't know what's happening, tell them what's coming next. You've been very, very accurate, and the war on the press, the things we talked about off air that you were going to say at the press conference that they stopped you from saying.
Well, what was most disconcerting about the press scrum is that some of the people were, of course, just loudmouth left-wing demonstrators, but some of the alternative left-wing media type were, you know, shouting out, you know, did you collude with the Russians? Are you a Russian? Do you work with the Russians? I mean, it was really ridiculous, because anyone who's read this indictment knows that's not the case. So,
and anyone that knows when, I mean, this was a world exclusive, bigger than OJ, literally 3 or 4 times the number. This is the biggest press conference hysteria I've ever seen, literally. And they won't shut up screaming, are you a Russian? Are you a Russian? Are you a Russian? Where you can't even give a damn statement like everybody does and then takes questions. They ran you off rather than get questions in. This only went like 6 minutes. This was insane.
That's because I wanted, in all honesty, to tell the full story here at InfoWars, and it was just untenable. They wouldn't shut up long enough for me to take questions. I was barely able to make a statement, and here's what I said. After 2 years of intense scrutiny, this is what the government comes up with. No Russian collusion, no WikiLeaks collaboration, no illegal act regarding the 2016 election. All process crimes, fabricated, manufactured process crimes. I'm accused of being less than truthful in my testimony before the House Intelligence Committee. That's just false. To the extent that I've made errors, they're inconsequential. They're not material to anything. They don't hide anything. It would be honest errors of memory. And in one case, they're absolutely right. I did forget text messages that were entirely exculpatory and proved that everything I had told them was true. So, Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell as well and their allies put ungodly pressure on Robert Mueller to bring this indictment, and they did. These are trumped-up phony charges. I haven't intimidated any witnesses. I haven't obstructed justice. I did not work with the Russians, and this has nothing to do with Donald Trump other than the fact that you asked me what the next step is. The next step, I think, is pretty clear. This is where they promised to go light on me if I would just help them nail Donald Trump. That's the next step, and that's not going to happen.
Well, I hate to raise this, but they're encamped at your house, digging over everything, hoping to find a crooked toenail or something, nothing related to Russia. I said last night, I said, I hope they don't put you under the jail like Manafort. So, looking into the eyes of history, looking into real destiny here, Roger, what do you expect them to do next week when you're arraigned in D.C.?
Well, I'll have a statement then, because I believe when you are falsely accused, it's vitally important that you respond. I know InfoWars will be there to cover it, so I know people will hear what I actually have to say. I'll be available for the war room today, although we have our veteran show. so people can get a blow-by-blow of what happened. And
we have Friday veterans call-ins. I think they'll understand it's preempted today. Yes, we're going to preempt that. Roger, I can tell people are talking to you and telling you to go, but this is a world exclusive. They've tried to silence you. I want you to just hold on for five more minutes on the side and then pop it on the war room today. I know you're very exhausted. You know, been up since 5 a.m. when the SWAT team raided you. But just now and going to break, what does the president need to do? And this is beyond McCarthyism now. None of this is Russiagate. It's run by a guy who gives uranium to Russians on tarmacs. His name ought to be Vlad Mueller. I mean, what the hell's going on here? And they grab the phone away again.
No, I'm here.
Oh, you're there. Okay. There's so much call waiting. Roger, don't hang up. You got to go to break.
I moved to a different room so I could get more quiet.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. We're going to go to break, my friend. I'll talk to you during the break. Don't hang up. Come back one more segment, global exclusive. Think of all the things we talk about off-air. You're so interesting off-air, on-air, too. All the things you want to say, because they don't. Especially next week you go in, they might throw into the jail. So what does Roger want the world to know really happened? Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I learned 30-plus years ago from their own documents that a group of multinational corporations allied with the Chi-Coms and others plan to take over every free nation in the world and turn us into tyrannies. And I began to fight it 25 years ago. All over the world now, nationalists and patriots are getting elected. And everywhere they're being elected, they turn the tide of tyranny. But then the deep state tries to indict them. Roger Stone was the chief advisor to Trump. He got him to run exploratory in 2000, again in 2014 or so for 2016. He's been targeted for 2.5 years with this BS. So have I. We've laughed about it a lot until it got down to the wire that trying to talk to WikiLeaks is criminal and Russian collusion when they're not even Russian. And all the rest of the media could talk to them, including the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN. And now CNN's camped outside his house, gets the tip. They're there, 29 SWAT team raid. And then Roger gets out, goes and gives a press conference after he talks to us exclusively. And there's so many reporters screaming, "You're a Russian, you're a Russian." You can't hear anything because obviously they all got there to shout him down so that he wouldn't get a statement. Well, you're going to get his statement here right now, what he thinks the president should do, where this country's going. Dershowitz is now saying the sky's blue and warning the president that he is the target. This is made up. Appoint a special prosecutor. You've got the president's ear right now more than ever, Roger. You're 44 years of friendship. The White House is watching right now, Roger. Specifically, what's happening big picture? What does the president need to do? What does America need to do to understand the real threat we face? The deep state's taking down the First Amendment and everything right now.
Well, I think they demonstrated today that they treat the president's advisors, they treat the president's friends like gangsters. I did not expect to wake up and be looking down the barrel of two guns this morning at 5:55 this morning. They are clearly desperate to take down Donald Trump. I expect that they will try to put my head in a vise to get me to bear false witness against him. I'm not going to do that, as I've made very clear. He needs to appoint a special counsel to examine the FISA warrants. He needs to declassify them immediately. That I think brings the whole globalist Obama, Clinton, House of Cards down. It is the single most important thing that he can do, and then it will give a special counsel of his appointment, of the new Attorney General's appointment, or even the acting Attorney General's appointment, a roadmap. And that roadmap needs to be followed. There's no doubt in my mind that this isn't about Roger Stone, other than the fact that this indictment is so thin, so incorrect, has so many distortions in it. My lawyers are aghast. First of all, they're aghast that they weren't called, that CNN knew of my arrest before they did, which is unheard of. Unheard of. They actually put out a press release prior to my lawyers being notified so they could have a media circus, and then treating me like the OG. I'm not the OG. But if they're going to treat me like one, I might as well act like one. I mean, it's absurd. This is, first they try to break you financially so hoping that I would plead guilty to these charges. I've lost my life and health insurance in December. I had to sell my car. I had to liquidate a small fund I had put aside for my book sales for the college education of my children. I have no stocks, no bonds, no real estate. You know, thank God for InfoWars because you guys have kept me alive. I have a couple other very small gigs, but not much. Facebook and their war of censorship against InfoWars and against me has really hurt my book sales. So the idea is to put you under such intense financial pressure, you're forced to plead guilty to something you didn't do, and then in turn to turn on the president Michael Cohen style.
And let's be clear. Let's be clear. You make that statement, but they're making their move now. They're going to move on the president. Dershowitz is smart. He's admitted it. But let's just talk about this. They need us to be the demons. They need somebody to say, okay, we're Russians when there's no proof. And again, nothing here. So that's why if people support InfoWarsStore.com, if they support, because I support you, if they support StoneDefenseFund.com, this is the revolution. This is 1776 part two. This is standing against the whole system. So yes, everyone should send a strong message at StoneDefenseFund.com and go make donations there right now. And everyone should go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your books and get your t-shirt, because part of that proceeds goes to you. Because as you know, Roger, we're next in the hopper. We told everybody they were going to try to frame my dad for hush money because Corsi signed a contract where he'd get paid out unless it was for cause. So to be nice, we paid out the last 6 months of his contract that just so happens to end in January. That's when it was signed 2 years ago, so it's renewed every year. And I've got my phone ringing off the hook like, are you going to jail next for your hush money? So now paying your reporters is hush money. I mean, these people are going for broke, but put them on the defense. They're in Uranium One, hundreds of millions from the Russians, Mueller at Tarmac, Uranium, the foundations, the kidnapped kids in Haiti. I mean, it's just Trump doesn't ever go on the offense. And it's insane as they creep up towards him. Your emergency message to the president. Again, what are you saying to the president right now?
Special counsel immediately to investigate Uranium One and the crimes of the Clintons and the Obamas. Secondarily, declassify all of the documents. Who else was subject to an illegal, unconstitutional FISA warrant besides Carter Page? Because I believe that I was subject to one. Get to the bottom of who has been surveilled. Alex, there's no doubt that they've come for me, and I really believe they are coming for you based on this trumped up nonsense coming from Jerry Corsi and the...
Well, let's be clear. Michael Caputo and others a year and a half ago, or a year ago, got asked about Alex Jones. We never made that up. You think I want to be in this crosshairs of this? It just shows how asinine it is. Now I'm the Russian agent. And if they find something to indict me for made up, it won't be Russia again. Because everyone knows I bleed red, white, and blue.
It's an absurdity. Look, I'm a guy who had family members mowed down by Russian tanks in Budapest in 1956. I hate the Russians and their system. I'm a patriotic American, so accusing me of collusion with the Russians is about the greatest single insult you could have.
You're married to the daughter of a famous Cuban capitalist and fighter, and you helped round up a bunch of Russians in the 80s for Reagan. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Exactly, which is why I intend to fight. I will fight these charges. This is what they would let me say today. I am innocent. These charges are bogus. They're fabricated. None of them relate to Russian collusion. None of them relate to any collaboration with the WikiLeaks. The idea that you or I or anyone we know got documents from WikiLeaks and gave them to the Trump campaign is categorically false. This is a political indictment as part of a political witch hunt. And I will not bend. I will not falter. I will not fold. And I'm not going to testify against Trump. But I think,
Roger, I know you've got.
Begins.
I know you got five lawyers and literally 50 chase cars chasing you wherever you went to. We need you on the war room today. The whole world wants to distort what you said. They tried to boo you. They tried to block you from having speech. You have it here for now. Thanks to the listeners supporting us and building this platform to fight now in America's darkest hour. So promise me that you'll pop in at the start of the war room, 3 o'clock Central, 4 o'clock Eastern today, okay?
Probably be 5 o'clock, my normal clock.
Okay, perfect. Let me talk to you during the break, though.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress.
with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Trump.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, the corporate media is everywhere announcing that they're going to have the first exclusive with Roger Stone. Because InfoWars, we don't exist. Except with our millions of listeners that are going to get the word out and share these videos, because this is now the making the move on the president. This is it. The president came out. He's already compromised once on DACA, which he did a year ago and they said no to. And now he's saying even more compromise and they're refusing. But they're claiming they've come to a short interim, temporary government shutdown restart. That's coming up. We've got one of his lawyers, Tyler Nixon, very smart guy, popping in here in a moment. We've also got some of the reporters that were there today covering this. But Roger, they fought hard at your press conference to block you out and scream you're a Russian agent, including a lot of the press, the so-called media, who are now murderers of the truth. So this is your chance to encapsulate it all in like 3-4 minutes, and I'm going to run this every day for the next 2 weeks so people know the truth. Because next week, like Paul Manafort, you could disappear into a spider hole, which I hope doesn't happen because I'm next. We're all in this together, brother. So here's your chance to the president, the world, everybody. Well, InfoWars is still standing, bleeding, but in the fight, thanks to the prayers of our supporters, here's your chance to communicate your statement about the war on the press, the war on your family. There's no Russia collusion in this. It's so insane. You're trying to put you in prison for decades for being a journalist. The indictment is insane. What does it all signify, Roger Stone?
Well, Alex, America is under attack. InfoWars is under attack. I am under personal attack. In order to weaken me, they spread lies about the settlement of a lawsuit weeks ago, pushing the headline, Roger Stone admits pushing lies on InfoWars, which is not what I said. In fact, I'll be very clear. I've never reported anything at InfoWars or any other platform that I didn't believe to be true at the time I reported it. That was an effort to shape my credibility with the public as a setup for what happened today. They want to treat me like a gangster. They think I'm the OG. They could have just called my lawyers and I would have voluntarily surrendered wearing a suit and tie. Instead, they kick in the door of my house at 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:50, guns drawn. They handcuff me like I'm a drug dealer. They pump up completely fabricated non-Russian collusion, no WikiLeaks collaboration, no evidence of any crime that pertains to the election of Donald Trump in the 2016 election, allegations pushed by Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell that I was less than truthful in my House Intelligence Committee testimony, which I was not. To the extent that I made any errors, it would be honest errors of memory, and it would be irrelevant. I mean, inconsequential, immaterial, as the law would require for a perjury charge. What they did to me today was an effort to intimidate me, to humiliate me, putting me in shackles in the federal courthouse, parading me in front of a courtroom full of reporters. But I won't bend. I won't break. I won't fade. I won't quit. I'm not going to testify against Donald Trump and make up lies that they suggest to ease the pressure on myself. I will fight these charges. I have excellent lawyers. I have my deep belief in God. I have the strong support of not only my family, but the InfoWars family. I do need people to go to StoneDefenseFund.com. My lawyers project that my defense could cost as much as $2 million. Right now, I'm struggling to pay the rent, to pay my taxes. I had to sell my car. I lost my health and life insurance. It is part of their plan to squeeze you financially, to make you plead guilty to something you didn't do, and to try to leverage you to testify against our great president. I'm just not going to do that.
It's called siege. So America's fighting for its life, and all these so-called fake journalists cheerleading, shutting down your speech at the press conference, they should be ashamed of themselves. They're not journalists. They're killers of the truth now. That's their new job, and America is falling to real tyranny. If the president doesn't take action, appoint the special counsel on Uranium One, and so much more. StoneDefenseFund.com, StoneColdTruth.com. Everybody buy a T-shirt, buy a stone rock, whatever. I know what this war is like. It takes money to fight this, and I've been particularly targeted for backing Stone because I know he's the real deal. But I'm honored to be here with you and other Americans to make this country great again. And, Roger, I really, really appreciate you. And, obviously, you'll be on the war room today with another global exclusive in the second hour. It's got to really anger the mainstream corporate media that they tried to shut you down and boo you out at that press conference. But I was told earlier 50,000 people a second till that zeitgeist gets hit. We're hitting the live feeds and crashed our servers, but we're back up. It's only 5,000 new people a second hitting right now. So you've got millions of new listeners wanting to hear, well, this is evil devil, this horrible Russian. Let's hear what he's done. And there's nothing there, Roger.
God bless you, Alex, and God bless everyone at InfoWars.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Roger. All right, so again, we've had Roger on today for basically an hour live. He had a 6-minute press conference that they bullied and shut down in front of everyone. And I talked to him. I said, go back. Was it reporters? He goes, yeah, they were all shouting, you're a Russian or you're a Russian. There's no Russian stuff in the indictment. It's all crap. So imagine in America, you've got, and I'm not just saying this. Tiger Woods, O.J. Simpson, Bill Clinton press conferences. I've never seen. The police said there were 2,000 people there by the end. There were over 1,000 reporters. We were getting 50,000 unique IP addresses a second. And we've got some of the biggest server companies in the world. Our regular bandwidth, you know, bills are $500,000 a month. Today's going to be $500,000. I mean, this is insane. We have tens of millions tuned in just on the streams, not on radio stations right now. Normally, it's not even a million tuned in at one time. So this is all going on. This is insane. And imagine the imagery. He comes out, and they won't let him talk. Well, you just heard him speak, and none of them are picking up what he said. Because that's the thing. They don't want you to actually hear what happened. Tyler Nixon is a great guy, one of the chief lawyers for Stone. I asked him this morning when I first got a first statement from his lawyer there at the jail. His first thing was, how's my wife? Okay, she's okay. Here's my directives and information from my lawyers. And get Tyler Nixon on and Alex Jones. Let him know, you know, this information. So we put a statement out that's on InfoWars.com. That was the first statement. I had ABC, CBS, NBC, Washington Post calling, is that really Roger? I mean, how do we even know you? Oh, he only works here. That's how they operate. Like, everything we do is fake when they're the fake ones. And I'm battling for InfoWars' very life. So Tyler Nixon joins us, one of Roger's, he's actually a spokesperson, he wanted on. We're going to break in a minute to come back to this, but just the indictment of Roger, no Russiagate, a press conference, the press shuts it down booing. This is beyond the Soviet Union. In the Soviet Union, they would listen to what somebody said. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, Alex, this is a dark day in America, as far as I'm concerned, for any patriot or anyone who believes in a constitutional republic and believes in the rule of law, believes in liberty and justice above all. You know, this type of the tactics deployed on Roger Stone, who would be just the first, I'm sure, if these people have their way, would make Lavrenti Beria and Stalin and Himmler and the rest of them, you know, embarrassed or you know, proud, let's just say, proud as far as, you know. If
well, they'd be envious. Practice. I mean, this is.
They would be envious, yeah. They would absolutely love to have this type of power. It's a disgrace. It's a disgusting, appalling abuse. It's been systematized and based on literally Roger Stone's voluntary cooperation with the House Intelligence Committee, which clearly is run by partisan mercenaries. This was not a legitimate inquisition or a legitimate inquiry. Excuse me. It was an inquisition. And at most what they've done is cooked up, misstatements and, you know, insufficient information and turned it into crimes. Still no Russian collusion. The only Russians, if you want to talk about Russian collusion, we have the Soviets running our Department of Justice, as far as I'm concerned.
I can't tell you how many federal marshals, FBI people, other retired current are just like, we're so ashamed right now. We can't believe this. I mean, Roger has no criminal record. He said he turned himself in. They SWAT team and point guns at his head, threaten his family. It's just, my God. And then Mueller's on the tarmac with Putin.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
I've got mainstream national news hosts calling up saying, word is Mueller's coming after you next. Want to comment? Yeah, I didn't cover up Jerry Epstein and little kidnapped kids on planes. I'm afraid of God, not Robert Mueller. And so, I don't look forward to getting hung up by my toes and tortured to death, but you know what? That's a limited time. I don't want the full Monty in hell with you guys. So, Mueller and all you guys, Hillary, you can choose Hades. I want to go with Jesus Christ. That's where I stand now. I want to be very clear with listeners and viewers here. This is the most epic thing we've ever been involved in because it's bigger than Roger Stone. It's bigger than President Trump. It's bigger than all of us. It's about the lies by Hillary and the globalists to overturn an election, to remove the president and the vice president, and to tell us that being Americana and pro-free market and capitalist is Russian with no proof. And 2.5 years into this, almost 2 years into Mueller, nothing but them perjuring themselves to Congress, nothing but them wearing wires, nothing but them lying about investigations, nothing but them caught red-handed. But almost all of D.C. sits back pissing itself while they send in Mueller's people trying to set us up over and over again. And I haven't released the big setup stuff yet. And I mean, I'm getting close to that. But it doesn't even really matter anymore because there are people that are either for the country or against it. if you don't know that every Democrat group says America sucks and needs to go away, and it was never great and it'll never be great, and they have chance that we're not cherry picking. You think I go to some women's march in Austin funded by Soros or L.A. or D.C.? I've been to all of them. Or I see my reporters' footage. You think I feel good when I go, oh, great, the main march was America's going down. You think I go, oh, good, I can expose the leftists. No, I literally walk into my bedroom and sometimes just lean up against the wall because I've got strength, but sometimes I start to falter when I think about my kids and the people are this evil. And I start to cry. I'm not going to lie to people. And it's not that I'm crying out of weakness. It's that I just can't believe that we have people openly saying they hate America, funded by Chi-Coms that have killed five times what Hitler did. And then all we're trying to do is stabilize the country and defend our people. And then we're attacked by a bunch of scum that's involved with the Russians and the Chinese and everybody else. And it doesn't scare me for myself. I'm not scared of Mueller. I'm scared that I'm not strong enough and I didn't do a good enough job to make sure that a goddamn pedophile army of devil worshipers, and I don't mean that in the Lord's name of Bane, I mean they're damned to hell, didn't get control of our country. And that more people don't realize how serious this is and how they're planting false flags and how they're doing all this and how they're trying to destroy the very essence of a nation existing. I was there when we were trying to get a hold of WikiLeaks and they wouldn't talk to us. I was there. I saw it all. I was there when I hired reporters to set up bureaus like we do and have that turned into hush money by a bunch of damn criminals. So going back to Mr. Nixon, Tyler Nixon, one of the spokesperson lawyer for Roger Stone, you know, he's told me a lot to say once he got indicted, if he got grabbed or disappeared, he could disappear next week into this rat hole. But I just don't think we can count the cost enough here, how real this is. This is a 21st century threat. You couldn't take down America if you were the Nazis or the Chi-Coms or the Soviet Russians, but you could take it down spiritually and culturally. And they thought it was their time. They thought Hillary was coming in. They thought this would be their event. Trump got in as a kind of a speed bump or a wall. They're trying to overrun that right now. And we can bitch about the president being surrounded by cowards all day, but what do you think Roger needs to do? What does the audience need to do? What does the president need to do right now? Because clearly this is an attempt to take the country down. The jurisprudence is under attack. The right of the press is under attack. Everything is fundamentally being overthrown right now.
Brother, I feel your pain. And, you know, Alex, you got big shoulders. You've been fighting this fight for decades, as have I in my own way. And let me tell you something. I went to Mr. Jefferson's University, the University of Virginia Law School. That's also where Robert Mueller went, also where Robert Kennedy went. If Jefferson were alive today, he would be standing next to Roger Stone, not next to Robert Mueller. These people, the evil in them never rests. They are persistent, ruthless, vicious mercenaries, partisan hacks who have taken control of our government, the abuse of power. I have not seen such a railroading for political activity in my life as they have done to Roger Stone.
And this endangers everyone. And they're doing it to everybody. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, and no, and they're setting the stage. They are asserting their power, the way they operate, sending in an armed hit squad to a man who is a most peaceable man I know, unless attacked, of course. And
by the way, he signaled many times, "Don't SWAT team me. I'm ready to turn myself in."
Yeah, absolutely. Why was that necessary? Was it really necessary to ransack his house or whatever they did? And fortunately, I will say, I dealt with them. The FBI agents are courteous. They're doing their job.
They're following orders of a rogue criminal cartel.
They are. And, you know, where is the president? Okay, the president has, in my opinion, tweeting, I have to agree with Roger, is not getting it anymore. He needs to. It's unfortunate. He's let it, I think, go too far at this point. It's going to have to go to its natural conclusion. Roger has been framed. I mean, this is, you know, it's funny because in September of 17.
Tyler, you know my dad. They're literally calling up like, oh, Jones, you're not afraid. We'll put your dad in prison. My dad.
Oh, no. Nobody is off limits. They will take everything
take him,
that you have.
Take him. He's ready. My dad's ready. He's taking.
Yeah, your dad's a patriot.
Take him all. Let's go.
I enjoyed sitting with him and chatting. He was an oral surgeon, I believe. My father, same thing. Dentist, lifelong. What we're up against, people need to realize this isn't left versus right. This isn't Democrat versus Republican. This is fascist versus freedom fighters.
And exactly. And I've gotten to the point where I literally have to be ready to cut myself loose. And and everything else and my dad loose. And people understand that's where we are because the alternative is so much more evil. I don't want to be up here standing like this at the parapet, but I know we're facing real evil. I have to. There's not even a question.
Yep. I served in the Berlin Brigade, and I was proud to do so right after the wall came down. And I saw firsthand what Soviet communism and its satellite states and the oppression of socialism looked like 40 years after the war. There were still bullet-scarred buildings. You would drive through these streets of Potsdam or, say, any of these marginal cities outside of West Berlin, and it was a nightmare. It was dark. People didn't even come out of doors. There was no brightness, no life to it. This is what these people sit in the luxury and the wealth and the opulence of Western capitalism and Western Enlightenment values and throw stones at it. Excuse the pun. You know, Roger has been throwing stones at them right back for years, as have you. And I'm almost speechless to like put my finger on it really can be disconcerting. And I understand how you kind of have to catch yourself sometimes because, you know, those of us who have seen this coming and have tried to warn our fellow citizens and say, look, this isn't a game. This isn't political gamesmanship here. We are talking about ruthless people who
have
no...
When I tell listeners that they're trying to indict me, okay, it's going on. I mean, this is not stunts here. We're not doing this patty cake.
Let me tell you something. These Sandy Hook lawsuits, that's just a tactic to basically dig into your personal finances, the finances of Infor, anything that they can
run. Well, they got all the other bank accounts shut down. They want to figure out how to totally shut us down. They admit it.
And that's what it is. It's a literal police state.
Well, see, I don't want to be the guy crying, oh, my God, they've got me. I just want listeners to know that one problem is we're too confident on one end. But if I wanted to really go up and shoot the bat signal out, we need to be flooded with money. And I know for a fact less than 1% of people buy products on a regular basis. If just a few percentage, we would have everything we needed to defeat these people. But it's how God works. We always just get enough. But if I didn't have to spend time, and I'm not bitching, going around, people say, why don't you just throw Roger overboard? Or why don't you? Because he didn't do the things they said because I like Roger. He's a funny, smart guy. You know, he takes on this label because they called him as the bad guy. It's not true. He's always telling me, let's not say that. It's not completely true. Even though I'm not lying, he thinks it's too far. He knows truth's the power. Have you ever heard Roger tell a lie?
No, and that's what I asked a reporter who I was sparring with practically, you know, should you have to spar with these people because they're handing you the party line, their party line. And I said, can you just tell me one documented, proven lie that Roger Stone has told publicly or elsewhere? He sat and he didn't respond. He moved on to the next question. I've asked other people that. No, they can't.
Because he knows truth is the power. Stay right there. We're going to come back. We got another guest popping in. Roger will probably be popping in at the end of the hour. There's big developments coming. There's going to be one place you can come to and hear what's happening because he's their big move on the president. Just like Dershowitz and others have said. Obviously, they keep lying to him saying, Mr. President, we know you're not a Russian. We know there's no Russians. And I'm not mad at the press secretary, but her throwing Stone under the bus is pretty sickening. We'll talk about it all with Mr. Nixon on the other side. Remember, we need financial support now, and we got products you need. I need your provision, like Colonel Travis writing a letter for help. I'm going to stay here no matter what happens.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.